Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome back to our series, The Good Conduct of a Muslim. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, I hope inshallah, whatever we have learned from the previous episodes in this silsila, of good conduct of a Muslim, inshallah, I hope we take full advantage of learning so that we can try and practice upon this. And I hope inshallah Azza wa Jal, you at home, you are seated there and you are benefiting from this silsila. Before we proceed, let us hear about the excellence and virtues of reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It comes out from one narration of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that a person out of devotion and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he merely recites just one Durood Sharif, a single Durood Sharif, upon the beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal bestows upon such a person 10 rewards. Subhanallah. So let us inshallah always increase in our recitation of Durood Sharif upon the beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us that for the rest of our lives, we'll always, whenever we are free, we're always sending Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. We find that sometimes an action is an ulterior in terms externally or in its exterior form, or when a person looks at the particular act externally, it looks a virtuous act. But if the niyat is not correct, if the niyat is not right, then Allah Azza wa Jal does not give any reward for this particular act. There is no merit for this particular action. And sometimes an act can be small in nature, or an act is regarded as a small act. It can be regarded as a small deed, but you find that the intention behind this act is a strong intention. There is a desire to please Allah Azza wa Jal. The purpose of the act and the deed is for the purpose of seeking Allah's pleasure and the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. Then this act, no matter how small it can be, in the sight of Allah, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, it has a high merit, it is a high grade of merit. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that we are always sincere in our intentions. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us that the ability, and Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us that himmah, that always we have this mindset of always doing acts for the sake of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and to gain reward from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, as you are seated at home, I hope and I pray that you too will make good intentions that from the beginning of this from the beginning of this episode, you will sit at home and you listen attentively. You will listen attentively to this lecture with the intention to gain knowledge and for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also that whatever you learn that is precious, that is important, you make good intention to practice upon it, and as well as that you would also, inshallah, try your utmost best to pass on the knowledge to others. As Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, and spread for me, even if it is a single verse. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal always enable us that we are always constantly and perpetually we are trying to convey in whatever way we can possibly, and we are trying our level best, we're putting effort to pass on the knowledge that we have gained to others. I also make in good intention that inshallah Azza wa Jal, whatever I'm going to deliver from this discourse, the aim and objective is to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that I intend that I also make good intention to practice upon what I preach, and I also make good intention that whatever knowledge that I have, whatever knowledge that I have gained, I'll try as much as possible to share it with others. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we continuing with our episode, A Good Conduct of Muslims, we looked at various aspects of a conduct of a Muslim through what we learn from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through what we learn from the hayat al-sahaba, the lives of the sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated with regard to having a good conduct. And inshallah azza wa jal, today we look upon, we'll embark on trying to understand what Nabi sallallahu alayhi explained is having a good character, having a good morals, having good manners, and what is a sign of a good conduct of a Muslim. It is mentioned that one person came to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and at that time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a large number of sheep and goats, and this person, looking at these goats, how healthy and what in number they were, and admiring the goats and the sheep that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, he felt how nice it is that, look, if one could have this type of goats, if one have this sheep that he has with him. And now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he noticed this, and he said, look, I see you admiring these goats, you're admiring this sheep. Do you like them? And the person said, yes, so much. And he said, what a large number of goats, and what a lovely and good healthy animals you have. So Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, if you like it, then have it. You can take it just like that. Subhanallah azza wa jal. The person was shocked. The person was totally, completely mesmerized by this gesture of goodwill and this generosity. Nobody had, he never had experienced such generosity to that level. How can a person, perhaps he could have understood if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have said, look, you can take one or two or five, three, five, ten, etc. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you want it, have all of them, subhanallah. So this person, he was so excited. At that time, he went back to his tribes people. He went back to his people and said, "Aslim, aslim, fa inna Muhammadan yu'ti ata'a man la yakhsha ata'ak." He said, all people, listen, become Muslim, because I have witnessed a miracle. I have witnessed such generosity that I never had or experienced in my entire life. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gives without fear of how much he's giving. Subhanallah. He said, oh people, accept Islam, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spends on people in such a way, I know that he does not fear poverty. Subhanallah. His link is with Allah Azza wa Jal. If we can exhibit this type of generosity, you know, talking about good conduct, one of the best characteristics of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mercy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam being rahmatul lil alameen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam being very kind and generous. The one of the greatest of his qualities was that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was extremely generous. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, incredibly, he was so generous that nobody ever in the entire life, in the entire history of mankind, ever seen person so generous like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine this villager, what was his words? He spends on the people in such a way that I never seen a person that does not fear even poverty after giving. Imagine whatever you have, you just give it in one shot for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, without even a reflection of thinking what a loss you're going to entail, what loss you're going to get in return. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so generous he was. His link with Allah, he was with Allah Azza wa Jal. So imagine ourselves as part of our good conduct, as having such qualities which, if we exhibit this type of generosity, is it possible that the hearts of people around us could be filled with hatred for us? So looking at us having good conduct, one of the greatest characteristics of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of his conduct, was that he was so generous. So we take advantage when we come to exploiting others to fill our coffers, that every juncture we have, every moment we get, we make zulm and oppression on those around us. That's why they in turn are against us. What Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in one narration it's reported to have stated, khaslatan la tajtami'ani fi mu'min, khaslatan la tajtami'ani fi mu'min, that our beloved Master Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two qualities that will never come together in a mu'min. And what are these qualities? If he has these two qualities, he is not a perfect believer. Please listen very carefully. In our character building, in our aim to have good conduct, one of the beautiful character of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that he was extremely, extremely generous, such that people had never in their entire lives witnessed such level of generosity or ever heard of anybody ever that existed on the surface of the earth, who walked on the surface of the earth, who had such level of generosity. Imagine you have sheep or goats that fill up a valley. In one shot, a person comes to admire this, you just give it in one straight shot. Just give it like that. Subhanallah. So Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, khaslatan la tajtami'ani fi mu'min. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two qualities that will never come together in a mu'min. If he has these two qualities, he is not a perfect believer. May Allah azza wa jal enable us that we are true perfect believers. Because why? Allah azza wa jal has ordered us that we ourselves, we model our character, our behavior, our conduct on the basis of the example that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has laid for us. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-bukhl wa su'ul khulq. He said, miserliness. On one hand, a person is so miserly. A person, he exercises so much miserliness. And on top of that, he has bad akhlaq. He has no akhlaq. And his character is so bad. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these two things will never come together in a true mu'min. So let us look at ourselves. Let us ponder over this point of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us that these two evils cannot be in a true believer. Al-bukhul wa su'ul khulq. That a person is miserly and a person has got a bad character at the same time. So a sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you just mentioned there are two evils that cannot be in a perfect believer. Can I relate an incident? Can I relate of a story? He said there is a woman, she is very pious, she is so strong in her ibadat. Nights are spent in ibadat in salah. Her days are spent in fasting. She is constantly making tilawatul Quran. She is engaged in dhikrullah, but she has a loose tongue. When she speaks, instead of roses coming out, thorns come out. Ma'adallah. People are affected by her speech. What is sahaba? He reports that there is a particular woman. By nature, if you look at her, she is a very pious woman. She spends the days in fasting. In the night, she is engaged in tilawatul Quran. She engages in the dhikrullah. And from us, externally, you see only piety. But when she speaks to people, when she talks to people, instead of roses, instead of good words, people are so much affected by her speech. What did the Nabi, what did our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam give? What was his response? What was his answer? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without any hesitation, without any giving any shadow of doubt, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Hiya fin nar." Ma'adallah. She is in Jahannam. Despite her ibadat, he said, "Wallah, La yu'min, wallah la yu'min." That person doesn't have perfect iman. Allah's qasam, he does not have a perfect iman. Allah's qasam, he does not have a true iman. Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in were entirely shocked. They were very shocked. Man ya Rasulallah, oh ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you saying this statement. Who is such a person? Ya Rasulullah, who is that particular person who is not a true believer? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying qasam. He's taking the name of Allah. Imagine when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he takes the name of Allah. He says, wallah. He said, he is not a believer. Who, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who is that particular person? He said, that person who is the source of taklif, who is the source of harm to his neighbor, who is very harmful, who does not have good conduct, who does not have a good character because of his bad conduct and his character. People are not safe from this person. His neighbors are not safe. His neighbors do not feel comfort because of such behavior. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, such a person, he is not a perfect believer. Such person, he is not a true believer because he is causing so much taklif. He is causing so much harm. He is such a person because of his conduct. People are not safe from him. When we ponder and think, we have failed to understand truly what is iman in today's time. And we have failed to understand truly what is Islam. Listen to this very carefully. What is deen? A Badwi in Arab means a villager. So a Bedouin, as they say it in English, it literally means a villager, an Arab villager. So a Bedouin villager, he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these were ordinary people, right? They were ordinary people. They were simple in terms of their approach to life. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, what is deen? He expected Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala and sallam to refer to some a'mal, some great thing. You know, a Bedouin, he comes to ask, Ya Rasulullah, what is deen? So he expects maybe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, deen is salah, fasting, maybe dhikrullah. But he surprised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, deen is good akhlaq. So he come from another direction. They were simple people. So now he come from the right hand. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is deen? And again Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, good akhlaq, good conduct. He come from the left, he said, Ya Rasulullah, what is deen? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, good akhlaq. Then he comes from behind. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, same person. What is Deen? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stands and turns around and realizes it is the same person asking the same question over and over. He cannot appreciate the answer of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you don't want to accept what I'm saying, all right? I do not become angry. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not become angry. Control your emotions. That is Deen. So as we come to an end of this discourse, the message is very clear. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have a very beautiful movement, and subhanallah, the founder and the great personality who have founded this movement, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, look at his contact. Many people who have come to come meet him have seen his simplicity. He have seen his generosity. They have seen how is his conduct. Subhanallah. If you see him, most of the time he's smiling. And he's such a person, when you meet him, it is as if you have met him before. Subhanallah. Because why? In his 24 hours, all the time he's trying to practice upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only apparent actions that we want to show to the people, but as well as his conduct. Because he has perfected his conduct, and we see that large number of people have changed their lives. People have made tawbah. People have made promise to do good deeds because of his conduct. And like this, this is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, what is deen. Deen is to have good akhlaq. It is to have good manners and good conduct. We make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that we have good conduct and good manners. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.